We've had a question in from Belinda, so let's hear this one.
I had a fellow nurse at work dare me to rotate my right foot and leg clockwise whilst drawing the number 6 with my right hand. He also asked me to rotate my right foot and leg clockwise whilst turning my right hand wrist anti-clockwise, as he was told no one could do this. However, I did it with absolute ease. Oh. On the first go, the second go, and so on, with no practice.
It's not working for me.
What does this mean? How is my brain different? And is this bad that it's so easy for me to do?
Can anyone else do this? I've just failed dismally.
I can't do this. I'm trying and my hands just go the same way. Well, let's see if Max has got any answers, because you're a neuroscience kind of guy. What do you reckon's going on here, Max?
Even though I'm a neuroscience kind of guy, I definitely can't do it, so I'll put that out there. And this is one of the oldest sort of neuroscience party tricks in the book. Not that I've ever been to a neuroscience party, but I'm sure they're rocking. Great fun. And it's a sort of very basic neuroanatomical aspect of the brain that's been exploited, and it's the fact that we have these two hemispheres, left and right. And the motor cortex, which sort of allows for the execution of these kind of movements, is privy to this split. So as most people know, the right side controls the left side of the body, and the left side of the brain controls the muscles on the right side. And this is why if you try to do it with opposing hands and feet, it should work. And the reason why this happens is because the sort of regions within your motor cortex that control your hand and foot, there's conflicting orders. And because it's the same side of the motor cortex that these orders are coming out from, they sort of go into proverbial battle. With the hands usually winning over. But the interesting part, I think, comes in why we may be programmed. And it's sort of an evolutionary thing. The theory is that when we were sort of on all four limbs, you'd need a coordination between your left hand and your left
foot.
You
want your hands and feet going in the same direction.
Exactly. So it's a coordinated movement. And so this is sort of an anti-coordination. And so, I mean, most people aren't sort of programmed for that anti-coordination.
But Belinda says that she could do it quite easily. Is she just kind of some freak?
Well, no. So I think she asked, part of her question was, is this bad? And no, Belinda, this isn't bad. And she's not alone. There are a small cohort of people who also share her ability. And in fact, there's sort of a spectrum of people. So some people will be better at it than others. Some people will need less training to sort of get the hang of it.
But there's the key, isn't it, Max? Because you've just said the T word, training.
Yeah.
Because we can do almost anything if we train hard enough. Because someone asked me the other day, oh, how was it that when I broke my right hand and I had to write with my left, I could do it after a while? And they were almost surprised that they could nonetheless learn to write with their left hand.
Well, exactly. And it sort of points out how sort of plastic, that's what neuroscience people call the brain. It's very, there's a lot of plasticity. It's very sort of, it can be rewired and restructured. And so in Belinda's brain, whilst we don't have a sort of MRI scanner that can tell us exactly what it is that's different, for some reason, her motor cortex, this anti-coordination, either innately or through training, is fine to happen. And so I think that's it, really. Her brain sort of allows this anti-coordination, and I think if people did train, people would be surprised at how quickly they could rewire their brain, as they say.
Nice work, Belinda.
Kat, there's one here for you.